Hello, my name is Dr. Mark Church, and I'm the superintendent of Franklin County Public Schools. Today, our podcast comes to you live, of sorts, from the Transportation Department. And my guests are Anthony Patterson, our Director of Operations, Donna Carter, our Supervisor of Transportation, Jeff Hodges, our shop foreman, and Barry Hodges, our assistant shop foreman. Thank you all for being with me today.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Transportation and getting all of our children to school, and it's going to be happening soon. What do we need to tell our public about transporting children?
Well, for us, this is our busiest time of the year, as you know. The web query is up. If you have information or want information on your children's bus times and bus numbers, all you have to do is go into the Franklin County Public Schools website and key in your address, and it will bring up your children's information. So that's the first thing you should do when you want to know what the information is. If you're not sure, you can't get it, of course, it's 483-5541, and you can call us, and we can help you with it.
So has the information changed a lot, or is it
There has solid? Been some changes in the Glade Hill area due to some loads. We did make some changes. Those people were notified by letter. However, pretty much everything else is the same, some minor changes, but you would notice that when you pull up your information.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about our fleet. We have a lot of buses, and they travel a lot of miles.
We have 178 school buses. Of those, 35 of them are SPED buses, special needs buses. Five of those buses are activity buses that are designated specifically mainly for activity runs, athletics, or anything of that. And right now, like I said, we do have 178 total in our fleet.
That's a lot of buses.
Quite a few. It's a lot of buses.
We have 30 special ed routes. Right. So we use just about every special ed bus that we have. Anthony, we got about 120 regular routes. And, of course, that could increase or that could change based on numbers when school starts.
So how many miles do we travel?
We're traveling about 8,000 a day. Okay. There in 716 square miles, we cover about all of it. So, and of course, down at the lake area, it's in and out. So you do cover a lot of miles. And we have the elementary fleet as well as the secondary fleet. So they do cover those roads separately, and we stay within the attendance zones for our elementary.
Now, I know in some of our far outreaching areas, we have students who are getting on the bus pretty early and then getting off the bus.
Absolutely. Some of our routes start as early as 6:35.
Wow.
Of course, Lee Wade Elementary gets to school early, so their routes are a little early. They unload about 7:25. So, yes, we've got several start times and end times. I know that Rocky Mount Elementary this year has decided to extend their school day. I think those parents have already been notified for that. We are making the changes here now. That will be reflected on the bus routes probably by Monday.
Okay. Well, school's going to be starting soon, and I know that we're going to have motorists who will be encountering buses. They've had a reprieve for a few months. And now they're going to have those big buses traveling on the highway. What kind of advice can you give our motorists who are out traveling with those buses?
Just be alert. Always, because whenever they put the buses out there, you always have a surprise around a turn. Just be aware that they're out there on the road because, as Donna just said, we have buses covering almost all the roads in the county. So when school starts, you're going to have to be alert because you never know when you go around a turn or over an oval that one will be stopped.
And those buses travel a lot slower than you think they do.
Yes.
Correct.
Absolutely.
They're big vehicles. They appear to be moving faster than they are, but that's because of their size. And again, passing a stop school bus with the sign out, it has a pretty hefty fine of $250. It's an immediate fine. So that's something you want to keep in mind. Unless there is a physical barrier, you need to stop for that school bus if its sign is deployed.
Now, some of our buses, or I think most of them, have cameras, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And so we're able to see sometimes who passes and get the license plate. And, but anyway, we certainly don't want to pass a school bus. Slow down. Having a mistake like that, you'd have to live with that for the rest of your life. So
we all do. We all would. Do. It would be catastrophic for us, yes.
And another thing on our buses, dealing with the safety issue, all of our buses come in every 45 working days or 5,000 miles for checkup and inspection. That is a state law, and we stick strictly by that to make sure all of our buses are safe. So it is, each one has a schedule. When they pick up their bus, they know the 4, 5, 6 days, over how many days it is, what day they will be coming in for checkups. And we have 3 bays. We have 2 people in each bay, and they inspect the same bus year-round. They're assigned to a certain bus, so they know that bus when it comes in, and they're more familiar with it. And it's not switched from bay to bay, and then each person knows that's their bus, and they know what's going on with it.
Good. Very good.
And as far as the garage is concerned, we are there at 6 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So if the public sees that there's a bus on the road, broke down or having issues, then they can call to the garage and we'll go out as soon as possible.
And after 5 o'clock, we have at least 2 people on call. If we have any problems with our activity buses or special runs, we have someone on call to handle any problems they have.
And also now we have the Zonar. We have Zonar, which is a GPS capability on all of our buses that we run on a regular basis. There may be some sub-buses that currently do not have them. Just as an example, we get texts whenever our buses come back in the lot, our activity buses. It texts me, Jeff, Barry, Mr. Patterson, lets us know that they're back in safely. We know we can calculate speeds. It has been extremely helpful for us this past year. So it was a pilot project for us that went full blown, and we are very excited to have that this year.
Now, our bus drivers are top notch, and we have
absolutely
a lot of individuals with a lot of experience. So how many bus drivers do we have?
Well, I would say right now, including substitutes, we have about 160. All of our mechanics and our staff are also certified to drive in an emergency. We do have the best fleet. I put our fleet up against anybody's, but we are always looking for good people that love children, that have a good driving record. It's not a job, it's an adventure.
And we do the training.
And we do the training for free. And it's very difficult now to get your CDL, and we are very successful with our training program here.
Any final words for our citizens and our children? Let's take a second for our children. What can our children do to make their bus experience the best and safest possible?
Well, of course, loading and unloading is our major thing. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to who's at your bus stop. There are things out there that you just need to be aware of. Parents need to encourage their children to report anything, watch cars. Some have to cross the road, not all, but a lot of children have to cross the road. Parents from pre-K to fifth grade have to have one at the stop with them. So,
okay. Well, school's starting very soon, so we're going to be going. I appreciate you all being with me today and talking a little bit about our bus fleet and transporting our children. You've been listening to the Franklin County Public Schools podcast. It's our hope that we bring more exciting interviews and from our staff and our students. Look for new podcasts on our Facebook page. Until next time, I'm Superintendent Dr. Mark Church. Have a great day and a great start to our school year. Thank you.